ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम 658 Kamapala. Can you get the meaning of that? Kama. It's a well-known word. It means desire. And pala. Pala means the protector. Just like we have Gopala. Krishna is the protector of the cows and of the earth. Pashupala. Similar meaning. He's the protector of the animals. So, it means that Krishna is the protector of karma. Seems strange, doesn't it? Well, it seems strange if we think of karma in terms of mundane desire, but that also, Krishna, he protects that. Just like someone transfers from one body to another. Shariram yadavapnoti yat chap ku. What is that? Shariram yadavapnoti yat chap guhit naitani samyati vayanava vayaganda nivashayat. What's the second one? Yat chap yut kramatishvaraha. So, someone is in a body by the laws of the universe, the laws of Krishna, he transfers to another body. Shariram yadavapnoti yachchap yut kramatishvaraha kuhit vaitani sangyati vayo gandha nivashayat. So it's very subtle, you can't see it, just like you can't see the smell is transferred from one place to another by the air. Just like yesterday we saw so much smoke and we over there, and again you can see, not as pronounced as yesterday, but the wind maybe is not blowing so strongly also. So even though the smell is produced there, it is received here. So even more subtly, the living being is transferred from one body to another, and his desires are transferred also. So that is affected by the Paramatma, Super Soul. So in this way, Krishna protects the desires. He arranges, someone has a desire, Krishna arranges that someone will get a body suitable for fulfilling that desire. Just like if someone is in a human body and he has a desire for having lots of sex, then Krishna may arrange for him to be a monkey or a pigeon or in a life form in which he can fulfill that desire. So that's one way that he is Kamapal, he protects the desire. We may not even know, generally we don't know, we don't trace our psychological history. This whole science, it's supposed to be a psychology, goes on and they try to trace someone's mentality according to the impressions they got in their childhood, so many different impressions they received. But we've been receiving impressions. Sanskar, the word is in Sanskrit. It's an important word in Vedic psychology. Sanskar, the impressions that we receive, they're not going on only from childhood, they're going on life after life after life. So because we have certain desires, Krishna arranges that we can be placed in a situation where we can fulfill those desires. And if we desire Him, those of us who are on the path of Krishna consciousness, cultivating desire for Krishna, we can also experience how it's very hard to get free from those desires which obstruct our advancement in Krishna consciousness. So we can only pray to Krishna to please fulfill this desire. that I may attain to your lotus feet. Let me give up all those nonsense desires which I've had in my heart. This interesting word, in our heart. In English we say, in every language probably, at least of people who are somewhat developed in thought and culture, that word there is heart. In my heart I feel. What is that heart? Why does that word heart come? The Vedic literature tells us there's the hridayakash, there is the space in the heart. Hridesha juna tishtati. Krishna resides there along with the Atma. Atma and Jivatma and Paramatma. There is the place. You can't see it if you do a heart transplant operation. You won't see that space in the heart. It's very subtle. That is the seat of cognition, of desire. The Supersoul is there. Kamapal, Paramatma. He's directing the wanderings of all living beings, the Supreme Lord, according to their desires. He is Upadrashtanu Manta Cha. He says, you want to do that? Okay, do it. You can do it. And he witnesses. Okay. That's one desire fulfilled. All right. Now, go on to the next. And it's unlimited. So, those who want Krishna, they should pray, Krishna, let me remain steady on this path. Now I have, by the mercy of Krishna himself, who comes in the form of Guru, that is mentioned, Uddhava says, we find in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava praises Krishna for being so merciful. He is the Chaitya Guru, the Guru within the heart who directs us. And he manifests externally as the Mahanta Guru, the person who guides us. So he doesn't let us go away. Unless we are very determined to avoid Krishna, he may let us go. But not permanently. Krishna, even if someone goes away from Krishna, they'll never forget Krishna. They can never forget. That impression in their heart of Krishna is very strong. That's why we find sometimes people come to Vrindavan and their whole life changes. The Krishna is so, it's pulling people to Vrindavan. It's like a magnet, and it attracts the heart of everyone who enters there. No one can go to Vrindavan and not feel Krishna. Krishna will sit within their heart. Of course, there are demons who go there also. Keshi demon, he entered Vrindavan. Krishna killed him. Srila Prabhupada also noted that once the president of India, Dr. Radha Krishna, or the prime minister, Nehru, he visited Vrindavan, coming from Delhi, to open the hospital. I suppose that was the Ramakrishna Mission Hospital. He came, he went, and he never visited any temple. Just to open a hospital. That was Nehru's idea, that the temples of modern India will be the factories and the dams, and I guess the hospitals could be included in that also. So his idea was that religion has ruined India. So if someone is very insistent, then even going to Vrindavan, their hard heart won't find Krishna. Otherwise, everyone who enters Vrindavan means Krishna is calling them. Anyone who hears the Maha Mantra chanted by devotees. Devotees go out on the streets of all over the world chanting the holy names of Krishna. People may see them as an oddity, they may not even notice them, but everyone who hears, they're blessed by Krishna, by hearing those holy names. And that will affect their heart, their desires will start to change. So Krishna notes that. That's called Agyata Sukriti. They get some piety, even they don't know about it, but Krishna knows. Oh, they heard my name. And if there's, especially if there's even a little appreciation, that's nice. Then Krishna becomes very pleased. Krishna is very desirous that we come to him. He's not desirous that we remain rotting in this material world. So Krishna, he doesn't like to let his devotees go away. He helps to maintain us on the path of devotional service. He protects that desire. And of course we have to do our work also. Krishna gives us this process by which we have to rise early every day, chant the holy names, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There's a whole process by which is given by Krishna. This is how he helps to protect us. He gives us this process which if we follow, then our desire for Krishna will become stronger and stronger and stronger. Many times devotees ask questions about spiritual advancement. How can we make advancement? How can we become sincere? Oh, I'm going on, I don't seem to be making advancement. Naturally, Srila Prabhupada, he also had many such questions. And his standard reply to all of these was, you just follow the same regular process. You rise early, attend Mangalati, chant your rounds attentively, don't make offenses, follow the four regulated principles, read his books. This is the answer to all these questions. If we do that, then we're going to make spiritual advancement. Even if we feel, oh, well, I'm just doing it mechanically, but we're doing it. That in itself shows our submission to Krishna. Even if we're doing it dutifully, the very fact is that Krishna is very attractive, so that if we go on chanting and hearing and associating with devotees, then that effect will be there. The desire for Krishna consciousness will be at the very least maintained, if not nourished. So this is the standard reply that Srila Prabhupada gave. Or even in many letters that Srila Prabhupada wrote, even people, devotees were writing to him, they didn't even ask about making spiritual advancement, but Srila Prabhupada would again and again say, you do this, just follow this process. You will go back to Godhead. In lectures also, again and again he would say, follow this process that will purify. Go on hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of devotees. So this way, Krishna gives a process by which our desire to attain him is nourished. Now, another meaning is that he protects those persons who desire him. That's another way of taking it. He protects, he gives the desire, he protects the desire, and those, the desire to attain him especially. He knows what's in our heart, so he nourishes that desire. And then he also maintains those who desire him, especially he maintains everyone. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahubir yo vidathati kaman. He nourishes everyone, but especially those who desire him. Now, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he's commenting on these names in a different way to all the previous commentators. He is commenting on this series of names in relation to Krishna killing Keshi. Keshi is the horse demon. Keshi means he has a mane. The hairs on the neck of a horse called a horse's mane. There's a lion's mane. So he's called Keshi. Keshi means hair. So in relation to this name, Karmapal, Krishna, he protected or fulfilled the desires of the demigods who wanted to see the demons killed, Vinashaya Tadushkritam. And this is especially in this name. Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan says this is in relation because Krishna killed the Keshi demon. So we can also pray to Krishna. You are Karmapal, so you please fulfill my desire. What is your desire? We can pray. If we go to Vrindavan, we can pray to the Kalpa Vriksha, the wish fulfilling tree. We're a long way from Vrindavan here, is it? South India. People here don't know much about Krishna in Vrindavan here in Tamil Nadu, in this, these rural areas. And what to speak if we go to Europe or America? It's like a desert, spiritual desert. So, we can pray. I can pray. Say, Krishna, you please fulfill my this desire, that in this lifetime I may finish speaking according to the very limited capacity that I have, that you have given, that I may finish speaking on this Vishnu Sahasranama. I have to do my work also and speak on these things. And there are so many other things to speak on, speak topics of Krishna. Oh, Kami. The next name is Kami. Means lusty. If we wanted to have a simple one word in English, he's lusty. Krishna is full of desire. Otherwise, how do we have desire? How is that propensity within us to desire? Because Krishna has so many desires. Sometimes very difficult for people who are not so fortunate as to have been blessed as we are with the guru who has taught us the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the Supreme Lord is full of desire. That desire is most glorious. Our desires are most inglorious. So this name, the various interpretations are given, that he has all things that are desirable. Of course, Krishna is not lacking in anything. And of course, most of the commentators on Vishnu Sahasranam, when they think he has all things desirable, they'll think of Vaikuntha. Everything is completely opulent. But as we find in the discussion between Srivas Pandit, the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had come from Bengal at the time of the Rath Yatra with so many other devotees from Bengal. We'll find this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a discussion between Srivas and Sarup Damodar over the glories of Vaikuntha compared to those of Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, there's a very different atmosphere altogether. Krishna fulfills his real heart desire. Of course, he's very happy in Vaikuntha. There's no question of the Supreme Lord not being happy. But there's a different kind of pleasure in Vrindavan. It's rural, it's simple. There's no, the majesty is missing, and pure love is, the sweetness of pure love is the air that everyone breathes. That's speaking somewhat metaphorically, but full of sweet love. This is the fruits, the flowers, the trees, the water of the Yamuna, the cows, the Dhira Samira, the softly blowing breeze, carrying the smell of the flowers. This is how Krishna fulfills his inner heart's desire. We say inner heart's desire. Krishna's not exactly the same as us, by any means. He has his beautiful gopi friends. Among them, Sri Radha is not exactly a... She's among them, but she's above them. That's Krishna. He's there in Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, Krishna is among everyone. He's there in Vaikuntha, but he's above them all. But in Vrindavan, he's among everyone, and he's really among them. Although everyone loves Krishna so intensely and affectionately, but he's as if among them, one of them. This is Krishna's desire. We find Rupa Goswami revealed all these things, how even Krishna in Dwaraka, everything he has to make him fully happy. But at night he is simply crying, while his sweetheart wives are peacefully sleeping. He is simply crying and thinking, how did I come here? I want to go to Vrindavan. His real desire is to be with the residents of Vrindavan in that land. And even though at Kurukshetra he met the residents of Vrindavan headed by Sri Radha, but she recognized that he's not fully happy here. Even we're here together, but it can never be the same. We have to pull him, we have to somehow or other bring him to Vrindavan. That is Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is Radha's desire to bring Krishna. She got him. She got him at last, but not exactly. She has to bring him to Vrindavan. So Krishna in Vrindavan, he is completely happy. All his desires are fulfilled in the most exquisite manner. This is the meaning of kami. And again, it can be taken to mean that because he has got everything and all his desires are fulfilled, then certainly he is competent to fulfill the desires of others. Then again, the meaning means apta kama, all his desires are fulfilled, which is a good point to remember, because we're thinking, I'm serving Krishna so well, he doesn't need us to serve him. He's already very well served by so many devotees. So especially those who are in deity worship, they should remember that if we're going to serve Krishna like this, we have to serve very properly. These are all the things that we're attempting to do, waking him, bathing him, dressing him, feeding him, that's already going on by his perfect devotees in the spiritual world. We can do so as a kindness that he gives us, but he doesn't have to accept our service. He'll accept it if it's done with love, which at our stage means with lots of care and attention, not neglectfully. So this is kami. In the Upanishads, sa akamayata, he desired, and then he created the world. So the Mayavadis, they have a problem with that. How is it that he desires? When Ishvara desires to create the material world, That means he can't be completely pure. This is their understanding. If there's any desire, it's not completely pure. It's their nonsense explanation, because they desire to usurp his position, which is impossible. Now, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he, in his explanation of Vishnu Sahasranama, he clubs together the name Kami with the next name Kanta, Kami Kanta. So, and he gives the meaning that Krishna killed Keshi. Then he started to think, all these demons are getting sent by Kamsa, and killing them one by one. I think it's getting around time I should go and kill Kamsa directly. That's how he gives the meaning. The other commentators give Kanta as another name. It's a well-known name, Kanta. Thus we have Lakshmi Kanta, Sita Kanta, Radha Kanta. We have Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. So Kanta, it's generally given to mean husband or lover. The commentators, they give the meaning who is charming, who charms by his fascinating qualities. He himself is fascinating. Sa eva swameva kamaniya kantaha. He just that's his very nature. Fascinating. That he incites. Kanta means he incites desires in others. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. By his extraordinary beauty, he fascinates even those Kama Devas, those who incite desires in others. He's so desirable. Yeah. So this name has, this came way, way back at name 297, this name. And Parashar Bhatta says that I definitely hear that Bhagavan is very charming by his Sokumaryam, his beautiful youthfulness, Saundaryam, his natural beauty, his Rupa, his beautiful form, Gunai, his transcendental qualities, everything about him is simply charming. And one of the commentators has extracted from the Divya Prabandham that this is very nice, that the demigods and the demons, they were working hard to produce the nectar from the ocean of milk. They're working hard by pulling this way and that way and churning, but the devotees, they're not interested in the nectar. They think Bhagavan himself is the nectar. They want to drink him. They want to drink through the eyes the nectar of his beautiful form and becoming just like the demigods and the demons wanted to get the nectar to drink it, to become immortal and become intoxicated by that nectar. So devotees drink the beauty of the form of Krishna and become intoxicated. They become intoxicated and they become immortal. Because of that, they don't have to take birth again in this material world. So that's another understanding of the name Kanta. Another meaning, a completely different meaning, is given by Sri Shankara, that another meaning is he causes the end of Brahma at the end of Brahma's lifetime. So that's another completely different explanation. And just that is given, nothing more is given. It's a colossal fact. It's a colossal fact that here we are in the whole universe, and just in this tiny little corner, wherever we are, we take what we're doing so very seriously. little birds there. They get together in groups, rah, 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 making noises, and they're taking what they're doing so seriously. The whole universe is going on for billions of eons. Lord Brahma is overseeing it all, and there comes a time when Vishnu says, okay, Brahma, time's up. You've been watching everyone dying all this time. The time for you to die also, the whole universe is finished. Just that much explanation is given. Because for Krishna, such a colossal undertaking, that he just finishes the whole universe with Brahma. For him, it's just a daily activity. Literally, daily activity. He's so great. Another meaning can be given, so many meanings can be given. He's everywhere by his effulgence. So many nice meanings are there. Okay, that's all. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. That is the names that we've covered today. Those names are
Kamapala,
Kami,
Kanta,
or Kami Kanta, if we put them together, yeah. Hare Krishna.